Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Paul Metters live here at the ESPN studio on Palm Avenue across from Bullard High School every night, 6 to 7, Wednesday night, I should say. We talk about all the great things that are happening at Fresno Pacific University. For the next hour, we're going to be talking pure Fresno Pacific University athletics. We're going to change it up a bit tonight. We're going to be talking with Athletic Director Kyle Ferguson, who is in his second year at Fresno Pacific University. We'll discuss the current landscape of athletics at the school, what makes Fresno Pacific a special place, the differences between D1 and D2. Excited to talk about that stuff. And of course, the field upgrades, much, much more. All the wonderful student athletes that are at Fresno Pacific. We've gotten to know them over the last 6 weeks. Really, really enjoyed our conversations. And I hope you guys have too. Every athlete at Fresno Pacific University has a story to tell, and we're excited to bring those stories to you guys. In around, 6:30 or so, we're going to chat with a couple of dudes who've helped me out with the show this year so far. They've given athletic updates. They've asked questions from the student body. Got Enzo Duffy and Pablo Zubieta. Enzo's a swimmer. Pablo is on the tennis team. Both are doing an amazing job with the Spanish broadcast of men's soccer. They are soccer aficionados. In fact, I think they're watching soccer right now on the laptop. They can't get enough soccer. So excited to get to know those guys a little bit more. They'll be in the hot seat. They're usually asking questions of the student athletes, but we're going to put them in the seats here and we're going to get to know them a little bit more. They got great stories. I can't wait for you guys to listen to them. All right. So as always, we have a recap of the things that went on in the past 7 days. There's been tons of action for the Sunbirds, starting with soccer. Last Wednesday, both the men's and women's teams took down Jessup University. Goals from Clovis North's Brandon Lopez and Clovis High's Sean Williamson were enough to see the men win 2-1, and the women won 2-0, thanks to goals by Carruthers High Giselle Aguirre, a state champion with the Carruthers basketball team last year. She is only a freshman, and Edison's Maria Garcia. Both teams are in Hawaii this week. On Monday, the men defeated Hawaii Pacific 3-0. Madera's High Aiden Salvador scored his first collegiate goal in the win. The women came from behind twice to draw Hawaii Pacific 2-2 with Maria Garcia and Central High's Carissa Lopez, each netting a goal. And today, just a few hours ago against Chaminade, the men won their fourth straight, a 2-0 victory thanks to two goals from Lucas Rubiero, who is the PacWest Conference's top scorer now with 10 goals on the season. Meanwhile, the women lost today 1-0. On volleyball, they went 1-1 with their two games this past week. They lost 3-1 to Jessup at home. Redwood High's Devin Castaneda had 16 digs, and Cambria Waits delivered 29 assists. The team bounced back against UC Santa Cruz in a non-conference class. Hoover High's Michaela Smith had 15 kills, and Minaret High's Claire Carrippo stood out with a stellar 667 hitting percentage. In water polo action, they were in the Bay Area for the Julian Fraser Memorial Tournament and lost close battles to D1 opponents Brown, Air Force, and San Jose State. But the weekend ended on a high with a win over D1's Long Island University. Sanger High's Chase Hamas, had 9 saves in goal for the Birds. In hoops, hoops is officially here. We're excited about that. The women's basketball team defeated UC Merced in an exhibition game Monday by a score of 78-44. FPU were the PacWest regular season runner-ups last season and are expected to contend once again this season. You can hear FPU basketball live all season long exclusively here on 790 ESPN. And finally, the biggest story of the week came from cross country. We had them on the show last week. They were a lot of fun down at the PacWest Championships on Saturday. Both teams placed 5th overall with several all-conference runners. Julissa Avila and Jansen Gillig earned all PacWest 2nd and 3rd team honors respectively, with Jaleesa finishing 10th overall. The freshman duo of Maddie Whipple and Emmanuel's Gabby Ramirez also made the third team for the women. Congrats to those Sunbirds on their all-conference performances this season. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to bring on Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director at Fresno Pacific University. This is the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. Sunbird Sports Show. You're listening to it on 790 ESPN, live here in Fresno, California. Right now we're bringing on Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director at Fresno Pacific University. It's his second year. Super busy guy. He actually had one of his greatest pitch meetings, I don't know, about 2 months ago when you got me to commit to doing this awesome job here, promoting Fresno Pacific College, so Fresno Pacific University. So thanks, Kyle, for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, and thanks for doing this, Paul. You do an amazing job, and we're grateful to have an alum plugged back in like this.
Yeah, and I just showed my alumnus by calling it Fresno Pacific College.
I was
right?
thinking that, too.
I was there, yep. And I think I've done that. This is my third time, so I've given myself 3 demerits for that. But Fresno Pacific University, FPU. I think it was in 97, not mistaken, when it transferred to university status. All right. You know, one of the pitches you gave me about doing this show, you talked about your love of baseball. So I'm trying my best. The World Series is happening. The Dodgers are down. I'm a Dodger fan, down 5-0. But you're a Midwest guy, right? You're a
very
huge
much so,
Kansas
yep.
City Royals fan, but you found your way to the West Coast. So just kind of talk about transplanting back here to California, how that's been for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born and raised in Nebraska. So that's my heritage would be Husker football and Kansas City Royal baseball. Which for my younger years, Husker football was great. In the last 20 years, it's been a struggle. And then on the flip side, Royals baseball was bad for so long. And then in the last decades, had some success, which has been fun. But I met a girl in college. You talk about going from college to university, my alma mater. Just recently went to university, so I mess up the name all the time as well. So I'm there with you. But I met my wife at a small college in Nebraska. She's a Fresno native. And after... 16 years of being in a couple different spots, found our way back here in July of 23. So it's been exciting and fun, and there's still a lot of work to do, but very blessed to be here.
So out of, I guess, the four seasons, right? So summer, fall, winter, or spring, what's your favorite athletic season of the year?
Oh, that's a really tough question. I'm not sure if I could pinpoint one because I get so excited for the beginning of each one. And I was telling someone the other day, when we look at fall athletics, it's such a buildup over the summer. And then they get here and it goes so fast that now here we are, a couple more home soccer games, a couple more home volleyball games, and cross country just wrapped up. Water polo is wrapping up. It goes very fast. But then hoops is starting now, right? And swim has just started. And so you have that, that kind of sadness of ending the one sport, but the excitement of the next one. And then, Christmas, spring season is also very exciting. So I don't know if I could pinpoint one, because each season has such a unique feel to it, and I enjoy each of them so much.
Well, here we are, October 30th, and basketball is right around the corner. The women had their exhibition, and they have another one against Fresno State on Monday. Looking forward to that. Yeah, I mean, you're right. The beginning of the school year, everything is new, and now we're all the way through October and into winter time. I want to mention soccer. So we've had both of the soccer teams, the men's and women's. You mentioned only two more home games this mm-hmm. year, but you had a couple new hires, right? Roberto Hernandez on the women's side, Cam Shirokey on the men's side. Both incredible guys. They get it, right? They get what Fresno Pacific mm-hmm. University is about. So. What have those guys brought to Fresno Pacific already, and how have you seen the fruits of their labor?
Yeah, no, it's been an amazing process to first through the application process, through the interview process, and then the conversation with both of them to kind of pitch to come take this job. I'm not sure I could have handpicked two better young men to lead our programs. I feel humbled, one, that they said yes to us, and we're so thankful they said yes to us. And then we're trying to do what we can to help support them as they're working with Coach Jaime and being mentored by him to help develop their both men's and women's soccer programs. To move back to, if you look at the history of our programs, really rich history, and to have that opportunity focusing on local talent, bringing in that local talent, developing that local talent is really exciting. And more, I think more importantly than on the field is they get, like you mentioned, they get FPU. They understand who we are as an institution. They understand what we're about. And they're recruiting, yes, great young men and young women on the pitch, but also in the classroom, in the community, helping build our campus life. And that's what's, I think, most exciting for me is the type of individuals that they are and the character that they bring. And then the byproduct of that is they're recruiting the right individuals as well.
And I've known Cam for a while from his time as coaching the boys program at Clovis North. And you know, he said something, Kyle, that was that I just love to hear. He mentioned that he was able to share his faith a little bit more, you know, have Bible studies. Not you couldn't do it at other places you use that, but, you know, there's just something different about, you know, sharing, you know, the mission of Fresno Pacific College, and I think it shines in, you know, Cam and then with Roberto as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a, my goal when I'm hiring is to find and praying that God will bring the right individuals to us who have a heart for discipleship and for helping our young men and our young women grow. I always say I don't necessarily like to call them like our pillars of what I would describe as a successful athletic program. But I really say there's really four main points for me. The first is spiritual growth. I want our students to grow and understand who Jesus is. Second, I really want our students to finish a degree from FPU. And a byproduct of finishing that degree is they're going to get a wonderful liberal arts education where they're challenged. They learn to think critically, and they get a holistic education, both through the classroom, through the community on campus, and then through the athletics teams as well. The third point is I want to be successful on the field, in the pool, on the track, on the court, any of those things as well. Like, we want to win. We're there to win, but not at the expense of those other two things. And I think if you're doing those first two things well, which both Cam and Roberto are going to do well, winning is going to be a byproduct of that. That's going to come. And then the last thing is I really, truly feel that sports is a place where we can build community. Our society is often fractured, and there are a few things that bring us together like sports. And I really do think that we have an opportunity through doing those other three things well. We can use sports and use athletics to build community within the FPU community, but also in the greater Fresno community.
We're talking with Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director at Fresno Pacific University, and that word comes up every time we interview coaches and the athletes is community. And that is, that's one of the special things about Fresno Pacific University. You know, the teams are a lot of the student athletes live on campus. They support each other. You know, they're taking classes together, right? And that's just one of the great things about a you know, you still consider Fresno Pacific a small college,
absolutely,
right?
Yep.
And that's one of the great advantages of it. We'll talk about cross country a bit. Like, how familiar were you with cross country? You mentioned off air, what, it's been 16 years, right? Since you were in an athletic position.
So it was seven years.
Okay.
So from athletics, 16 since I was in Nebraska. So I was previously an athletic director at San Diego Christian. I left in 2016 to become a professor, at Lewis Clark State in Idaho. And then back here in athletics.
What about cross country? Because that, how much do you know about cross country? And when you watch cross country runners, do you just like marvel and shake your head at like, how are these people punishing their body and why do they keep doing it? Like, what's your idea of cross country program?
So I love cross country. First of all, you should know this. My brother is a high school cross country coach.
All right.
And my sister ran cross country in college. And all so, right. And my dad, all through high school was a distance runner as well. So for me, I like to run. I don't like to run the way they like to run. We'll just say that. I enjoy running, but I'm very slow with the way I do it. But I love watching cross country. I really enjoy watching the races. There's something about, I think, the mental aspect of it. When you watch them push through that barrier, there's something special. Like, you pushing beyond what you think you can do. And probably the thing I love most about cross country or swim or those sports where it's time-based is you're competing against yourself. Mm-hmm. Which I think is super cool and really fun to watch them. They may get, you know, 20th in the race or whatever, but it PR'd that race. And they're constantly fighting against themselves and overcoming the mental blocks that are there, which is unique for those sports and unique for cross country. I love cross country. I caught their race this year in Riverside, and it's just such a fun group of young men and young women. I always enjoy when I get the opportunity to spend time with them.
Well, they push each other, right? Yeah. And they're punishing their bodies together and they're hating workouts together and all that stuff that makes track and field as well. Mm-hmm. But cross country runners, something special. Kyle, this is something that I've been curious about. The difference between Division II and Division I, right? I'm just thinking like budgets, the way you recruit, class schedules, scholarship. Like that's something that I don't know a whole heck of a lot. And so I hope you provide some insight. Like what are some main differences if people didn't know between D1 and D2?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm actually studying this a little bit for some work I'm doing. So NCAA, there's Division I, Division II, and Division III. Division One and Division Three, we'll take this, you know, think of it as like a sandwich. Division One, not that they're not focused on academics, that's not the wrong way of saying it, but the NCAA would say, and they say in their literature, it's more athletics focused. D3 is more academics focused. Division Two is actually the tagline is life in balance. So it's trying to kind of combine those two things. So some of the hallmarks of Division Two, for example, they have the regional play. They really focus on regional play, which limits travel for class schedules, all those types of things, where if you're at UCLA and you're in the Big Ten now, you're traveling to Rutgers to play, those types of things, right? So that's kind of the main emphasis of D2 is like this idea of life in balance. And then, of course, yes, budgets are certainly a different thing. You often have your Division I universities, you have a lot more alumni, a lot more donors, a lot more visibility, big picture-wise. But as far as Division II goes, I've really come to love that the competition. It's high level athletics. It really is, and to watch our students compete is always always an amazing and fun thing.
One of the things following high school sports closely for the last 10 years, especially, and you see this a lot, and I don't like it, right? You see D1 or bust, right? Chasing mm-hmm. that D1 scholarship. That's difficult. D1 in any sport is extremely difficult, right? You could be a star player on the football team and have, you know, 20 touchdown catches and, you know, over 1,000 yards. And then you get to your D1 university and everyone has those stats, right? And seven guys at your same position are faster and stronger than you already. So, I mean, that narrative, right? It's out there, but there is absolutely nothing wrong with playing college and at a Division II level, getting a nice academic scholarship, building community, and getting out in the workforce and having a great job, right? That's one of the
absolutely.
One of the great things about Fresno Pacific and many other universities similar.
It is yeah, absolutely. I encourage, and so my background, I played baseball at an NAIA school in Nebraska, and I'm just such a proponent of college sports. If you have an opportunity to play, the D1 or bust mindset, I think, can be harmful. Actually, because it puts you in a box of like, I have to be here. And if I'm not here, I'm a failure, which isn't the case whatsoever. I would encourage anyone to come check out an FPU game and see the level of competition, high level athletics on both sides of the field. And even anywhere down to the local junior colleges, like you have really good athletics at multiple levels in college. And if you're a student athlete and you have the opportunity to play, I encourage you to take the opportunity. And if you're getting a scholarship anywhere, or even if you're getting the opportunity to walk on anywhere, kudos to you. It's really hard to do. Really, really hard to do.
So Darren Erstad, I mean, how popular in the dude is he? So when I think
Go
Nebraska sports, right? All right, Darren Erstad, for those that know, he's like the punter and baseball player.
There you go.
You know, University of Nebraska and won a World Series with the Angels.
Yeah, Erstad was awesome. So I was, how old would I have been? 12 when he was at Nebraska. And I remember my baseball team, one of the guys on my team, his dad, got us an autographed Erstad ball. And I still have it. So I was like, this is cool. And if you ever watched Erstad play, he's the type of player you'd want on your team. Run through a brick wall. He would, you know, 100% all the time. Could hit the ball. Play great defense, and then one heck of a punter.
He could punt
on the Husk and long field goal kicker. He was a great punter. Yeah, a great athlete. Coached for a little bit at Nebraska for a few years, and then he's moved on since then. But yeah, Aristad's he's a local hero there.
He's a dirt dog.
He is, yeah,
he's
for
a
sure.
Dirt dog. He probably could have been an NFL kicker. I want to ask you, Kyle, about your favorite part of the job. You know, you're able to interact with coaches and watch the teams, and you get an opportunity to listen to student athlete stories as well. But what is your favorite part of the job?
It's actually not that hard of a question. My favorite part of the job is spending time with our students. Honestly, I love hearing their stories. I love watching them. I love watching them compete. Because I know it's you know a little bit about them. You may have a student who's recovering from an injury or something, and you know the stuff that they went through last year and the difficulty and the all the rehab and everything. And then when you actually get to see them on the court or on the field or in the pool or on the track, it's a very exciting thing. And to know all the work that they put in is my favorite thing. And getting to hear their stories and get to know them as people. So I'm actually teaching a public speaking class this semester. I just love to teach. And so classes 20, I think 11 of them are student athletes from different teams. And so it's been really fun for me to get to know them. Hopefully they would say it's fun to get to know me outside of the athletic director role. I don't know. Maybe not ask them that. But it's been fun for me to get to know them outside of like sports. And so we have different assignments where they have to share different things about them. So it's been really cool to hear their different stories, to hear where they're coming from. So for me, the students are the hero of the story. Our goal is to come alongside them and help them get to that point. So for me, that's an easy answer.
Yeah. One of the great things about Fresno Pacific is even when I went to school was the international students mm-hmm. and watching them just grow as well and getting to know them and different experiences. Hey, you know, I would mix it up with the basketball teams all the time. I wasn't on the team, but get international students and to hear their stories and to hang out with them mm-hmm. was definitely one of the blessings of going to school there. What are welcoming students, right? What is one way that Fresno Pacific welcomes them to the campus and helps them become integrated and, you know, so they're not so lonely, right? What are some really good ways that Fresno Pacific does that?
So one of the beauties of FPU is the fact that we are a smaller campus. So you almost have to go out of your way to not be involved. You can fight it, but at some point, and you know as well as I do as an alum, that atmosphere is unique. My class has 20 students in it. I make them get together and do small group stuff. They're going to get to know each other that way. And most of our classes are going to be around that size or smaller. So you're going to get to know your classmates and to know each other and to learn together and to grow together. One cool thing we do for our freshman orientation as students come in, they take them up to Hume Lake. And so immediately, right when you're here, you come here, you're engulfed, you're brought in and say, hey, this is who FPU is. You get to know each other. A couple students right here could probably share their stories with that as well.
Can't wait.
I think a really cool thing, and it's awesome. So there's 33 different countries represented on campus, and it adds just such a different vibe and culture and opportunity to learn from one another and cultural differences. And there's so much value in that. So when you go to college, I think is this only time in life where you're in a classroom with people who think different from you, who will go into different careers than you, who have different mindsets on a variety of different things. And you have this opportunity to think together, to converse together, to disagree in a respectful way, maybe, and to learn from one another in those few years. And again, that's the value of being at a liberal arts institution and to have those opportunities to grow holistically.
How about, you know, with you being the athletic director and being around so many coaches, obviously you're a baseball guy. You mentioned you played some college baseball. I want to know about some facility upgrades. So you did mention off air as well. I asked you where your office was, and mm-hmm. I think a lot of the offices were around the gym, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yep. But now you guys have moved. Where are you guys located?
Yeah. So one of the things that our coaches came to, a couple coaches came and asked me, said, "Hey, is there an opportunity for more locker room space?" We have added more student athletes throughout the years here in our locker room spaces. We're getting pretty tight, and the opportunity came up for us for our administrative staff to move from the gym area.
The Fall Classic is here with a historic matchup. Shohei Ohtani
there, and what that allowed is it freed up a handful of spaces where we could open up team rooms for our gym sports. And so men and women's basketball now have a team room. Women's volleyball has a team room. Cheer has a room. And then next year with adding stunt as well, we have a room for those women. And then that freed up the space for the swim team as well to have more space in their locker rooms as well. We're not done there. We're working on space for our other sports as well. I'm well aware that we need those spaces for our student athletes to again, you build community in those spaces. And so that's a priority of mine to find places for our student athletes to congregate and to be together. So that's one of the upgrades. We this last year we put a new gym floor in. We upgraded our lobby and all the way around the gym, and we're still in the process of polishing up our new baseball stadium, which will be done here sooner than later.
All right, give me we got about another 30 seconds. Give me a 30 second little teaser about what the baseball facility is going to look like.
All right, baseball stadium. So we're in the process of finishing it up. We'll see roughly 750 with some extra bleachers around as we need. It's fully covered, which is nice in a Fresno summer. And then there's also a team room, locker room space for our team, and new concession stand, restrooms, all new, new seating areas around the stadium for community building as well. So it's a really exciting time. First weekend of February, we'll be hyping it up a lot more. But opening day will be here before we know it.
Absolutely. Can't wait to talk about that stuff. All right, Kyle, thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate you. Thanks for allowing me to tell to help the student athletes tell stories as well.
Thank you. Paul, we appreciate it. Thanks, man.
You bet. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to bring on a couple dudes, Enzo Duffy and Pablo Zubieta. We're going to hear from them on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Metters. Had a great conversation with Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director at the school, in his second year, doing an amazing job. All right, time to bring on a couple dudes that I've had the pleasure of working with, we could say that. Enzo Duffy and Pablo Zubieta, they are part of the swimming and tennis teams. They've helped out with the show. If you're familiar with the show, you've been able to hear them for the last 6 weeks. They're used to asking questions, gathering information, and asking them on air. Now that I get to ask some questions, you guys are in the hot seat now. You guys are in the hot seat.
Oh yeah.
All right. So let's be honest here. Were you guys nervous, like when you first came on the air? You guys were across the way in the windows, but were you guys nervous? And now it's like no big deal, or what?
A little bit.
Yeah. Not gonna lie. I mean, you can only hear the boys, but I mean, a smile of excitement was there, but also the hands were getting a little bit sweaty, and just trying to sound like there's flow going there. But yeah, excitement and nerves combined for sure.
But now you're like a pro's pro. Look at you.
Kind of getting used to it, but nerves are always going to be there. I mean, nerves are a good thing. It means we care. But yeah, I mean, still a little bit nervous, not gonna lie.
All right, Pablo, what about you? Or Enzo, what about you?
Dude, yeah, I mean, the first couple of times I was really nervous. The first time I could like confirm to you that I was dying over there. But the ESPN sign over here, it's a little intimidating, I'll tell you. You guys got a good setup in here. But overall, I've just been like super thankful and grateful for this opportunity to work with you and here at this beautiful place, and I just keep excited to keep working here. So
now we get to hear your stories. You guys are used to asking the student athletes questions that are from the student body. So how'd you guys end up at Fresno Pacific University? You guys have your individual stories as well. Pablo, how'd you end up at FPU?
Okay, so when the time was it for me to be recruited for college, it was COVID. It was August of 2020 when I entered my senior year, and all the recruiting was online. So I had to do a recruiting video for tennis, kind of put myself out there in a couple like online showcases. And it was pretty late. It was in a showcase in January of 2021 when Coach George Rodriguez, at the time, he had his own like little like online stand, and he sent out a text. We set a FaceTime call, and I had a couple options like Northeast or Midwest for another small D2, D3 and a JUCO, so like very, very mixed. But just hearing George talk, for me, it was about the program I was going in, the work ethic, a coach that really, really wanted to win, to succeed. And also what really appealed to me is I came in to a team that just reopened. So it was a bunch of freshmen. Everything starts from scratch, and you get to build your own story and build the culture of a program from scratch. And that was really interesting in my eyes, combined with a relationship I had with a coach at the time. And it was a no-brainer for me to come and try it out in Fresno.
And you grew up in Mexico, correct?
Mexico City, yeah.
Mexico City. So what was tennis like and growing up playing there in Mexico City?
So actually, the sports culture in Mexico is completely different from the States. We were talking about it on the way here with Enzo. The main thing is they have a soccer field, and they have their soccer teams, but that's about it. Actually, up until senior year, when I was trying to get justified absences because I would leave for tournaments, they would still question me if I was competitive or not. And I was like, I'm traveling like across the country to play like national tournaments and stuff. So it was kind of like I had to balance like the full-time student experience there in Mexico, and then go and you train like kind of like individually with a coach that you find, and you go on your own to your tournaments. So it was just a challenge to balance the academics with then having to train on your own for athletics. You're not really part of a team whatsoever. You make your friends along the way. So it's kind of like a scramble to like find that opportunity to finally go to college and be part of a team sport.
Enzo, what about you? How'd you find your way to Fresno Pacific?
So growing up, I went to a bilingual school back home where they would teach, of course, the local language, but English as well every day. So I went through a very intensive learning process of English when I was like young. I think about when I was like 8, I started. Every day English, to ask to go to the bathroom, you had to say, may I go to the bathroom, you know? So I was into that really early on, which with that comes American culture and like learning about that too. And I learned about the opportunity of getting a scholarship and coming to the U.S. to be able to continue academic and athletic career at the same time, which is something that back home multiple times is not possible. I would say that like I know a lot of people and a lot of friends that I swam with throughout years that have stopped at the age of going to college. And this opportunity like fascinated me, you know, and I was like pretty locked in on like I want to go to the U.S. And I had 2 years prior to coming to the ES where I was like really in prime shape and prime competition experience. And I had 2 really great years. I was able to drop my times and qualify to good meets and showcase what I had to bring to a program. And then Fresno Pacific was one of the options when I started talking to schools. And it was a well-rounded package, I would call it, for me. And it was very appealing for me to come out here, and I just signed. I didn't even think twice, I think, when it came.
It was a no-brainer, right? No-brainer, like Pablo said. Do you guys have, we're going to talk about soccer in just a second. Did you guys have, like, a little culture shock, or do you have any stories like, oh my gosh, this is a lot different here? Like, anything like that just really, like, kind of rattle your world a bit?
I think keeping the subject to sports too, one of the things we were talking to with Pablo on the way here too was it's really surprising for me how in the U.S. You got the Clovis High Schools, for example, and how well structured they are. They have thousands of basketball courts, stadiums, football, 3 or 4 soccer fields as well, volleyball, you got everything in there. And well, with the pools coming, especially from the swimming side, I trained a lot with Clovis Swim Club during the summer at Clovis North and East. And it's just incredible to me how they can have those pools everywhere in all the high schools, you know, and how they bring up so many good athletes in those schools.
Well, the Clovis West, they hold the state meet there, and mm-hmm. there's been some Olympic qualifying things and some really good events at the Clovis West pool, so I could see that. So Paulo, what about you? Did you have any like moments where like, oh my gosh, this might be a little too much for me, or was it an easier transition?
See, so similar to what Enzo was saying, I set the goal. I always was super competitive growing up, and I had in mind I'm gonna go to college sports, like that's my dream, I'm gonna play a collegiate level. I didn't know what to expect really with the competitiveness and the structure, and I was really excited to see other teams, especially basketball, volleyball, baseball, sports that are not that common in Mexico. I can recall the first time I arrived in school and I walked in that that basketball gym. I was in complete shock. I've seen nothing like it. Like my school gym in Mexico, nothing compared to that. I felt this feeling of like, I made it and time to step up to the big leagues. I mean, just the floor, the bleachers, everything just so big and kind of makes you feel like prime time. And then, I mean, 4 years of watching events there, for me, it never gets old. Like, oh, it's game day, you hear the national anthem, all these little things that make sports in the United States so professional that, I mean, I love it. You know, it just takes it a notch up in competitiveness, and that I'm very passionate about what I do. So I feel like I fit right in.
You guys are passionate about soccer. I need to ask you about what you guys are doing broadcast-wise with the soccer program at Fresno Pacific University. Just share everything, what you love about the experience and how much you enjoy it.
Well, I started doing it last year, and I did it for most of last year's season, both for men's and women's. And it's something that had called my name multiple times, broadcasting, you know. I remember my mom used to get annoyed at me when I was young because I was so into it that I would like wake up early in the morning to watch a replay of an old soccer game.
Like 4 a.m., right? Like
that. Nah, we're not. Okay. All right, got it. We're talking 7 a.m., 8 a.m. I'm already used to waking up early for swim practice. So I would wake up and watch replays of games and try to call them. You know what I mean? And sometimes my mom would yell from her room, like, stop calling the game at 7:30 a.m., you know? And I was really young, so I think it's something that I had stored in me for a while. And once I got the opportunity here, I took, like, full advantage of it, and I really wanted to do it. And I tried to bring my own personality into it as well. I like to commentate with a lot of emotion, and I'm clearly a Sunbirds fan, so, you know, like, we want them to win and we want them to do good, and we be celebrating the goals. And the fact that I get to call the goals, you know, it makes me feel part of something very special, and especially with how the soccer team is doing this year, it's just like, I'm very grateful for it, and I love doing it.
Pablo, do you you got a certain catchphrase that you like to say? Or I mean, it sounds like Enzo's got the excitement, right? He calls the goals, right? You got something that you like to add to the broadcast?
Yeah, I think the personal trait that I bring into the broadcast is I'm a pretty straightforward person, and I'll say things as they are. I can get emotional about it, or I can be in disbelief or in shock. Of course, I try to be very optimistic when it comes to rooting for the Sunbirds. But I like to see things as they are, and I'm also kind of sarcastic. So I'll just make some funny jokes and comments along the way to kind of lighten the mood or I don't know, just get a laugh or two out of
it. You make it entertaining, right?
I appreciate it, yes.
People are tuning in to know the information, but they all also got to make it entertaining. I'm sure you guys do a fantastic job with that. All right. You guys are now sitting on this side of the window. We're going to surprise you a bit because now Jim has some questions for you guys. So you guys are now in the hot seat. You guys are used to asking questions, but now Jim is going to ask you some questions. All right, so fire away.
Hey guys, this is Jim Jeltema. I'm the Assistant Athletic Director of Communications at FPU, and I produce this show along with Enzo and Pablo. And I'm also technically their boss. So I'm going to give you a little taste of your own medicine this week and hit you with five questions. You guys ready?
Yep.
All right. Enzo, this one's for you. In addition to calling FPU soccer games and running the team's social media, you are also a big soccer fan. Tell us about who your favorite team is.
Oof. You're touching on a good spot there. Let me go on a rant to explain. I was born in Uruguay, grew up in Brazil, so that makes me like a huge soccer fan and very passionate about it. But I stick to Uruguay when it comes to being a fan of soccer. So first of all, I'm a fan of a team called Peñarol in Uruguay. They're playing right now for the semifinal of the Copa Libertadores. So I'm excited to check how they're doing. That's the team that I carry on everywhere I go. I try to represent the best I can those colors, even though I'm just a fan. But, you know, at one point at school, they knew me as the black and yellow guy. Because I was always wearing black and yellow with Peñarol gear. So Peñarol for sure, and Uruguayan national team goes along with that.
Amazing. Perfect. Pablo, let's say I've got 24 hours in Mexico City. Give me one really fun thing or place to go visit.
That's a great question because, I mean, Mexico City is huge for tourism. On the top of my head, I would say you have to go to the Teotihuacan Pyramids. They're like probably an hour drive from like the main part of the city. They're beautiful and they're very historic. I would also say to go to the Ángel de la Independencia, the Angel of Independence. It's in a street called Reforma. It gives you the vibe of, it's not Fifth Avenue of Mexico City. There's no shops or anything. It's more of like a corporate street, but it's just beautiful. And on Sundays, they kind of close it off for people to go on biking, running, just walking with their dogs. I would say those two things. And third thing, in 24 hours, you have to go to get some tacos. Tacos al pastor. Mm. Just eat as many as you can. Whenever I go to Mexico, I get at least 8 of them in one sitting. So those are the three things I would recommend.
Brilliant, brilliant. Paul and I are going to book our tickets. We're on our way. Enzo, how much mate tea do you consume each day?
Oof, also good. Excellent question, Jim.
So much.
I'm liking this. I go through a bottle a day, I would say. I don't overdrink it. It has a lot of caffeine on it. It gets me anxious. But throughout the morning, it's good. You know, I feel active. And going through all my classes and trying to get homework done in advance, and it keeps me concentrated and moving forward, and it's a good pre-workout as well. So I would say a bottle a day. So a liter and a half, maybe a day. Yeah, of mate.
I have class with him every day and he always has it in his hand.
Yeah, there you go.
Incredible. Okay, back to you, Pablo. You kind of mentioned talking about El Pastor tacos. Have you had any food here in Fresno that reminds you of Mexico and Mexico City? What's your favorite place?
To be completely honest, there is nothing that 100% matches the essence of Mexican food. However, I am very impressed with the closeness that Fresno gets to authentic Mexican food. So I'm not going to dismantle it, but I'm gonna be very optimistic. It's pretty good. I would say 80% close. There's a taco truck like 4 minutes away from school, where they basically only speak Spanish, and I get quesadillas. I get some tacos like of asada. It's pretty good. I've had a few feasts there, I'm gonna say.
Amazing. All right, last question. Quick one for both of you. What would you rather do? Would you rather win a gold medal in the pool or maybe a grand slam on the court? Or would you rather broadcast a World Cup final between Uruguay and Mexico?
What is this question?
That is so tough. Enzo, go first.
Nah, I would say in the spot I'm at right now with my athletic career and with how broadcasting is going, my dream at the moment would be broadcast Uruguay playing in the final of the World Cup. That's crazy. No, I would take that any day.
On my end, I think Enzo touched a really good point. This past year, it's kind of like making the transition from being an athlete to what comes next. And I mean, it's not for me to get a raise or anything. I love the job that you have us doing. So I would say broadcast the final as well.
Good answer. Good answer. Very good, guys. I'm happy to have you on this show each week. Keep up the good work. Real quickly, at FPU this week, we have men's water polo on Friday and Saturday at 7 and 1. Women's basketball is taking on Fresno State at the Save Mart Center. So on Monday at 6. Back to you, Paul.
All right, we got like 30 seconds here. I'm going to put you guys more on the hot seat. So you guys are obviously tennis players, and on the swim team, you have a love of soccer. Who's the better soccer player between the two of you? Here we go.
Okay, I'll be very brief. 3 weeks ago, men's tennis played men's swim in a soccer game, and we won 7-2. I had a couple of assists. I didn't score a goal, but it was a solid win for the men's tennis team.
You got a counterpoint to that?
I mean, you know, three goals on P-kicks, that no VAR, you know, they're calling P-kicks on a friend's game. This is crazy.
I riled you guys up right when we were ending the show. So good way to lead off. Thank you guys for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you
really
so much,
you.
Paul.
All right. Thanks to Jorge Rodriguez for producing the show, Kyle Ferguson, the athletic director, and obviously Enzo and Pablo. You guys make the show a lot of fun. Have a good week, everybody, and go Birds.